have a shuffle around, get into the most comfy position you can. I want you to close your eyes down, relax all the tiny little muscles in and around your eyes. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a few deeper, more pronounced breaths. But for the moment, just breathe normally. I'm going to ask you to, in a moment, take one deep breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then just kind of let it out. Continue breathing normally. And do this a few times before moving on to a relaxation. So right now, I want you to begin by taking one long, deep breath, holding it for a few seconds, then exhaling. And then breathe normally for a few moments. And then I want you to take a second deep breath and hold it just for a few moments and exhale. And the third deep breath, I want you to hold it for about 3 seconds. And then exhale and completely relax. And with each breath from now on, each breath that you take, I want you to allow yourself to relax a little bit more. Imagine each breath you take, each normal, natural breath from now on, is one of those longer, more held breaths where you just exhale that stress, that tension, that pressure. Because right now, as you recline there, I'm going to have you relax each and every part of your own body, starting from the very top of your head all the way down to your feet. So what I'd like you to do as you sit there is, as I mention each part of your body, I want you to place all of your attention, all of your focus on that part that I mentioned. And I want you to try to tense it up if you can, or clench or tighten up that specific muscle or muscle group as much as you can. And then after a moment, just let it go and release it. And as you let that part, that muscle group go, you can just allow that portion of your body to relax completely. So I want you to begin with the very top of your head. And I want you to tense or tighten up all the muscles that you can around your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks perhaps, maybe even your nose. Just scrunching all those muscles up for a few seconds, really doing this. And then let go completely and relax. Just getting rid of all the tension. As we progress, I want you to tighten up all the muscles around your mouth, your chin, your jaw. I want you to really tense them, clench them, tighten them up just for a few seconds, and then let them go. Let them relax. Let any of that pressure just release. And as you continue breathing calmly and comfortably, I want you to tighten up all the muscles in your neck. Just for a moment, front parts, the back parts, any way you can, just tighten up that neck and then let it go. I want you to move down to those shoulders, that shoulder area, upper arms, as much as you can, shoulders and upper arms, tensing them for just a few moments and then letting it go completely. Let them droop down, heavy, calm and relaxed. As we move attention slowly to those elbows, through the elbows down to the forearms and wrists, all the way down to fingertips, clenching elbows, forearms, wrists, fingertips, clenching the fists closed as tight as you can, just for a few seconds holding it. And then just let it go. Allowing them to be totally relaxed, to be still. And as you continue to breathe regularly, comfortably, I'd like you to now tighten up all the muscles in your chest area. Just for a few seconds, and then let them go. Continue to relax. Moving that focus down to the muscles in and around your stomach. Tensing up that stomach as much as you can, just for a few seconds, holding it. And as you let go now, allow all the stress, the tension, the pressure to leave that stomach completely. progressing down to any area around your hips, your bottom, even your thighs, tensing up that general area now. Tightening up, holding for a few seconds, then just letting go. Allowing yourself to relax just that little bit more. Moving that awareness down to the muscles of your calves, your ankles, feet and toes. Just making them tight. Calves, ankles, feet and toes, making them tight and as clenched as much as you can just for a few seconds, holding it. And as you let go, allowing everything in your entire body to relax completely. Each and every part from the top of your head, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. Just allowing that blood to flow freely. Allowing that relaxation to spread. Allowing yourself now to relax completely and deeply. And I want you to use your imagination. I want you to use your imagination for a few moments now. And I really want you to try and imagine in detail what I'm asking you. I want you to imagine, to think about yourself lying down, but outside. Lying down outside at the most comfortable place possible. You're laying on the most comfortable piece of furniture you can imagine. Laying down outside on the most comfy piece of furniture you could ever imagine. Imagine that it's a warm, sunshiny day. Perhaps the sun is just beginning to set. The temperature's just right. Just the way you like it. Best of all, there are no insects anywhere. Nothing to distract you. It's as if this place was just made for you. And as you lay there on that comfortable piece of furniture, on that sunshiny day, watching the sun go down, you find yourself alone, completely calm, completely safe. As if this place, this time, this situation was made just for you. So I want you to go ahead and I want you to imagine that piece of furniture that you're on now. And I want you to describe it to yourself in detail, just in your mind. Notice, what's the colour? What's the size? The textures? Does it have a smell? I want you to get it as clear in your mind as you can, so it becomes real to you. Perhaps any tensions in the surface beneath you now, or any textures you can feel beneath you now, can be built into this imagination to make it real. This place, more comfortable than anything you've ever felt before. Just laying there, gazing up at the dawn sky, noticing the colours, shades of reds or blues, perhaps even yellows. Notice any of the colours. Notice any clouds up there in the sky. As you continue to lay, continuing to gaze effortlessly at the sky, I want you to watch those clouds. Perhaps something you did as a little child, just looking up at the clouds, seeing them form into shapes. Some of the clouds could look like animals, some could look like trees or faces. All those different shapes. Shapes that let your imagination begin to roam. And as you look at those clouds, feeling calm and comfortable and relaxed, you begin to notice one of the clouds that's nearly absolutely above you begins to form into the shape of a number. It begins to look just like the number 25 in its own way. And as that soft breeze blows on it, you see that cloud begin to change, dissolve, to morph, to blow away just as easy as it formed. And it begins to merge into another cloud that comes by to form the number 24. And now that cloud begins to dissolve. You notice that this keeps on happening as you lay there, constantly noticing the clouds moving and changing, noticing the temperature around you, the textures beneath you, how comfortable you feel. These clouds keep changing slowly. Another cloud forms into the number 23. And then just as fast as it forms, it dissolves away into a cloud looking like 22. And it continues this way, just going down and down in numbers, very, very slowly, down to 21. You notice that in between each numbered cloud, as it blows away and as the next one forms to 20, that you're continuing to become so very relaxed, feeling a little tired. 19, so relaxed, enjoying the feeling of relaxation. The clouds change to 18. And as it changes, you also notice the sensations within your body calming down. Each and every part, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of those toes, just relaxing, as you just did. And you find yourself even allowing yourself to let go completely to 17, giving yourself the permission that this is what you want to do. This is how relaxed you want to become, down to 16. As you continue to see those clouds forming into the numbers, just gradually, 15, continuing to observe them, slowly on your own, safe and sound, to 14, really seeing these clouds forming into each one of the shapes. And with each one, as it goes by, 13, you become twice as relaxed, twice as much as the one before. 12, as you observe them. 11, in each moment, dissolving, just passing by. 10, becoming comfortable and open. 9, deeper into this wonderfully relaxed state, yet fully aware. 7, of all the outside sounds seeming to help you let go even more. 6, becoming aware of all the outside sights as you allow yourself to be there completely. 5, totally relaxed. 4, totally safe. 3, getting used to this feeling of physically relaxing and all it means to feel this physically relaxed. Falling into a calmer, more relaxing, dreaming state, yet still fully aware, still fully in control. 2. Until finally you see the last cloud. The last cloud form into the number 1. And as that last cloud dissolves, you allow yourself to let go completely. Deeply relaxed. Each and every part of you physically relaxed. Your mind mentally relaxed. Drifting deeper into this relaxing, hypnotic rest now as you continue to listen carefully to the sound of my voice. Because my voice can take you even further into this hypnotic rest. After a little while, you'll find yourself being able to visualize even more clearly, in your mind's eye, the things that I'll be suggesting to you. And as you visualize these things, you can allow yourself to relax even more. And holding on to this mental and physical relaxation, becoming aware of how it feels to feel this relaxed right here, right now. Have your mind scan each and every part of your body, bit by bit, to become aware of how relaxed you feel, to become aware of what relaxation feels like, to be able to return to this kind of physical and mental relaxation as and when necessary. And if after a while you find your mind wandering away to some other pleasant thoughts, that's fine. Because nobody wants anything. Nobody needs anything. You're here relaxing in this baseline of relaxation. Throughout this hypnotic experience, throughout this relaxation, there's nothing at all for you to do but relax. To really let go. Something that might feel uncommon, strange. But it's time to relax, time to let go. For quite some time now, you've been experiencing a challenge that you found embarrassing, quite difficult to control, to get a handle on. And that challenge is blushing. Blushing when speaking or talking to an individual, perhaps even a group of people, or perhaps being confronted by a question that you're not sure of the answer, or perhaps a comment that you may not be able to understand. Or just the feeling of all those eyes looking at you in the spotlight. Immediate pressure. All those eyes staring intently. Or maybe there was another reason. Another reason entirely that triggered off this blush. Whatever the reason, it doesn't really matter right now. Because here in this comfortable state of physical and mental relaxation, you're already aware that this is a challenge. A challenge that will soon be a thing of the past. As you begin to reframe your thoughts, as you begin to become more and more physically and mentally relaxed, people blush. because they feel shocked or embarrassed. When stress raises, it's often triggered by a fight or flight response. And that fight or flight feeling stems from our primitive existence. When we were at one point confronted by a dangerous situation, that's when fight or flight kicks in. Perhaps an animal out in the wild ready to attack, or a situation that may harm us. That's fight or flight, an instant adrenaline rush. Mankind had to make an immediate decision. Whichever they chose, their autonomic system would prepare their body by pumping adrenaline, flushing with adrenaline, increasing blood flow to each and every muscle that needed it most. However, you're not a primitive being. You're a modern day woman, living here and now. And you have no need, no desire for that old way of reacting to situations. You really want to be rid of this blushing challenge. And by wanting to be rid of this blushing, you want to become more confident, more calm in any spotlight situation. And by wanting to become more calm and confident, you're already halfway to achieving this goal. Stepping into a different mindset, not one of being a victim, but one of taking charge. Because you've now decided to use your own mind power. The power of your own mind. Your amazing subconscious mind. To gain control over this challenge. And your subconscious mind, it's open. It's receptive. It's ready to accept suggestions that will remain with you. Being practiced for the rest of the way. And gain control you will, because that subconscious mind, that was the part of you that caused you to redden, it caused you to flush. It's coming from the subconscious mind, that's controlling it. Now your deep down subconscious, the automatic part, it governs the autonomic nervous system. Your subconscious regulates your breathing. It regulates your heartbeat. It distributes the flow of blood to your muscles, all without you being consciously aware of it. It causes your eyelids to blink when something comes near. It causes muscles to move when you want to walk or balance. Now, of course, breathing, heartbeats, blood flow, they're all essential components of life, but you can live without that blushing. It serves no purpose now. It serves no signal, no importance. So all we need to do is to reprogram that mind, to teach it new methods of dealing with potentially embarrassing situations, without the need to resort to the old response of blushing. So in order to do this, I'd like you to use your amazing creative ability one more time to imagine, to visualize the ideas I described to you, to make them as real as you possibly can, bringing in any sounds or tactile sensations, any sights, any senses, in fact, anything else that you need in order to make this seem right for you, to make this seem real for you. Now we know that visual imagery is the most common language of the brain. Visual imagery. And that visual imagery existed in primitive mankind long before language. When we visualize something, when we imagine it strongly enough, the mind, it often finds it difficult to distinguish between fact and fantasy. which is one of the reasons many sports psychologists and others have people visualize winning a race, or already having survived a difficult predicament, or beaten a challenge. It also helps to lay down new neural networks in the brain, so that new patterns are easier to learn, as we begin to break down the old neural pathways, and strengthen new thoughts, which lead to new feelings, which lead to new behaviors and new results. So I'd like you to now imagine, to visualize, as best you can. I want you to imagine a ruler, a straight ruler, standing 2 meters from the ground to the top. A ruler. And I want you to imagine the numbers on this ruler, from number 100 right at the very top, all the way down to 0 at ground level as it touches the floor. Imagine these numbers clearly marked on this ruler. Notice the numbers clearly. Notice the way they're written, or printed, or engraved. I want you to notice the color of the ruler and of the letters, the size of each number. Perhaps the style that these numbers are written in. Now, as you look at this ruler and notice the colour, the size of each number, the style it's written in, perhaps the material the ruler's made out of, you also notice that on the ruler there's a pointer that can slide easily up or down. Notice the pointer on this ruler, because this pointer, which slides easily up or down, it measures your subconscious rate of comfort. When you feel very calm, when you feel very relaxed, that pointer will be all the way down, probably be somewhere between 0 and maybe 10. Depending on where your own natural comfort level lies. Now, when you're tense and nervous and pressured and uptight, that pointer will soar up to the 80s, the 90s. If you're feeling really, really stressed, it may even reach 100, although rarely will it ever be as high as this. So right now, in this state of comfortable, calm relaxation, I'd like you to take a closer look at that pointer on the ruler. And I want you to tell me out loud the number that this pointer is currently set at the moment. Tell me what number this pointer points to at the minute. Now, I'd like you to think of a recent embarrassing situation. A recent situation, one that made you feel tense. Perhaps even a build-up before that situation. A situation, a recent one that made you feel tense, wound up inside. A situation that made you blush. And I want you to once again use your imagination and recall where you were at the time. Bring it back from memory, remember who was there. The faces of the people, if you can. Remember what you were doing. Whatever it was that was said to perhaps make you feel embarrassed, or perhaps just the situation that made you feel embarrassed. And I want you to begin to remember closely how you could feel that blood rising up, getting warmer. Perhaps rising up into your face or your neck, or cheeks or chest. And as that area of your face, your neck or cheeks or chest began to redden, perhaps you can even feel that area beginning to warm up even now as you imagine it. Perhaps those cheeks starting to flush, or the neck starting to redden, chest starting to heat up. I want you to put yourself back there in that situation. put yourself back in that situation and feel how you felt, all the sensations, feeling things getting hotter or more tense or pressured. The face, neck, chest or cheeks beginning to flush, getting redder. Perhaps at the same time, the mind beginning to race with those intrusive thoughts. What are these other people thinking while I'm blushing? How red am I really going? Can they see it? What do they think of me? Or any other thoughts that you may have had in the moment. Perhaps there are other things that are happening too. I want you to notice how your body feels at this time, in that moment, in this situation. Feeling embarrassed in the spotlight. Eyes looking at you. Feeling like you're getting hotter or going red. How does your body feel? Maybe there's a dry mouth as well. Maybe those hands are shaking. Sometimes even tunnel vision arrives, or blurred vision, or a lack of being able to focus if you need to read something. Maybe you're simply looking down without making eye contact or turning away from others. I want you to notice any other responses, any sensations, anywhere in your mind or body. And as you bring that situation to life, stepping back into that moment and feeling all the responses, all the sensations, I want you to take another look at that ruler, and I want you to tell me the number that it now points to. Now I want you to look at the ruler, and I want you to notice the slider that's pointing to that number. Notice the number. And I want you to manually begin to slide that pointer down. Use your hands, grab the pointer, and begin to slide that pointer down the ruler. Gradually slowing it down and down to a more comfortable level. And as you move that slider lower down, at the same time I want you to notice how your breathing begins to slow. As that slider moves to a more comfortable level, I want you to notice, I want you to feel that skin around your neck, your cheeks, chest, cooling down. Any redness just fading away. The lower that slider drops, you begin to return back to normal. That redness fading away, returning to normal. Slide that slider even lower down. Feel your breath slowing down. Feel any areas of that skin cooling down. Breathing relaxation into those parts of the body, the redness fading away. Returning back to a relative state of calmness, of comfort. Returning back to normal in the same moment. And as you begin to do this, and as you continue to practice this, and amazing things happen. You find the effect of that memory begin to diffuse. The effects of that situation upon recall no longer bother you. In fact, whatever it was that happened wasn't really that important to anyone else except you. You know that whatever it was that happened, it is now safely in the past. There were no serious consequences as a result of that memory. And most likely no one thought any the less of you. So I want you to allow any of those negative emotions attached or that are anchored to that memory to begin to disappear. Allow any of those negative attachments to let go. That's right, just let them go completely. That memory, that situation, it's done with. It's over. It's now safely in the past. It doesn't bother you right here and now. It doesn't bother you anymore because you can let it go. You can let it go and begin to relax even deeper than before. As you allow your body once more to experience the calmness and the comfort, the relaxing feelings, just as you did at the start. As the relaxation was allowed to flow into each and every part of your body, just as you did as you laid there on that comfortable piece of furniture looking up at the sky. That relaxation flowing back comfortably into your mind and body. And when you're as comfortably relaxed as you feel you can possibly be right now, in this moment, I'd like you to take a look at that ruler once more and just tell me that number once again. That's good, you're doing amazingly well. Because right now you're learning to control your response. You're learning to control your own response to any uncomfortable situation. Because you know these situations can happen to anyone. And there is really no need to blush. Now, of course, blushing in itself isn't life-threatening. In fact, quite a few people find it endearing when they notice someone reddening. But this isn't the way that you respond anymore. Because you now find it much easier to remain in control, sliding that slider down, reducing the physical effects. From the neck, the cheeks, the shoulders, the chest, cooling all that part down. And reducing any mental stimulation just by reducing that slider, bringing it back down. This isn't the way you respond anymore because you find it much easier to remain in control. Now perhaps we can go through this exercise one more time to strengthen this new learning. I want you to imagine yourself at a future date. Similar sort of situation. A similar sort of situation to one of those that would have previously made you get nervous, anxious, made you blush. Perhaps in this situation, someone is revealing something about you that you'd rather not share. Perhaps you're talking about one of those personality tests that you'd rather not share. Maybe it's something completely different. Maybe it's a very important meeting that you're holding, or a presentation that you're speaking at, addressing some situation. Maybe something even more personal. But I want you to visualize yourself at a future date, in a situation that would previously have made you blush. Whatever this situation is, make it something that's personally relevant to you. Fill in all the details of the situation, the place, the people around, the time. Just imagine this situation unfolding and something happens or is said that you once found to be embarrassing. But this time, you're in control of that ruler. And that ruler is firmly fixed under your control. In your subconscious mind, you don't even need to consciously think about moving that pointer down, because you can do that automatically. Now instead, your subconscious inner creative mind is now taking control and is sliding that pointer down automatically, just as much as is necessary in this situation that you're imagining. That slider automatically sliding down lower and lower. As you continue to imagine that situation, the people, the time, the place, whatever's being said, the content of the meeting, all the time, that slider is sliding down, numbers reducing. And as it does this, you find your skin remains cool. Even at its normal temperature, or perhaps even cooler than its normal temperature, you feel completely calm and relaxed. Instead of blushing, you simply smile, feeling calm and relaxed, cool and collected. Perhaps you acknowledge the event, or maybe even dispute whatever's going on, but always feeling calm and relaxed. even if you feel a slight flush, you can smile it off and let that slider drop down and reduce those numbers, letting it go. Whatever your response, you know now that you're in control. And this makes you feel good. Imagine it now, being in control. Because you're going to find that you can always feel calmer, much more relaxed, when that pointer slides down. Now I want you to practice this for the future, lowering that pointer down and down and down. As simple as this sounds, as simple as this technique sounds, this process, I want you to practice this for the future. Strengthen that subconscious part of your mind to lower that pointer down, to reduce the numbers. And as those numbers reduce, more relaxation enters your body, more calmness enters your mind, and as the pointer goes down to a lower number and lower, perhaps lower than ever before, so you become more comfortable than you can ever remember feeling before. So slide that slider down right now. Keep it going. Slide it all the way down, comfortable, much calmer, much more relaxed than you've ever felt in a situation like this ever before. Feeling more comfortable, more calm, more relaxed, and as a result, more confident, more aware, more in control. And if you find in the future that you begin to flush from even the slightest of embarrassments, all you need to do is mentally slide that pointer down and down. And the more you practice, the more naturally and automatically that slider moves down and down. The lower the pointer gets, the more comfortable, calm and relaxed and confident you feel. And after just a short while, your subconscious automatically takes over this activity. Consciously practiced at first, but then after just a short while, that subconscious, that powerful part of your mind, takes over the activity and reduces it even further, to the point where you don't even need to think about it in the future, as it's become an unconscious response, allowing this newfound confidence to flow into any situation that previously would have made you feel stressed, nervous or tense. As natural as breathing, blinking. In fact, you feel so comfortable that you begin to forget that you ever blushed at all, because it's simply a thing of the past. Blushing is something that you used to do, but do no longer. You used to think of yourself as someone that blushed. You used to label yourself as someone that blushed. That became your identity. That's what you thought of yourself. So from now on, I want you to make a conscious effort to address yourself, to label yourself as someone who simply doesn't need to blush. I want you to address yourself and to label yourself as someone who does not need to blush. Become someone that doesn't need to blush. Step into that identity. Whenever you think of a situation which in the past made you feel uncomfortable and nervous and stressed and tense, resulting in a blushing episode, I want you to now remind yourself that you no longer need to blush, because you're calm, you're comfortable. That slider slides down all the way down. You're a person that no longer needs to blush. And I want you to continue to remind yourself of that new personality that's emerging, that new identity. Remind yourself that you no longer need to blush. And right now in the moment, continue sliding that slider down to the lowest point it could ever get to. as a person that no longer needs to blush, as a person who enjoys this level of comfort, calmness, physical and mental relaxation. Because these suggestions stay firmly locked, embedded, anchored, and they remain in your subconscious mind as these techniques grow more and more powerful with the more practice and the more attention you give them. They get stronger and stronger day by day. As you become more and more confident, calm, and relaxed, day by day, they grow stronger by the day, stronger by the hour, stronger every single minute. So I want you to hold on to this level of relaxation that you're feeling right now. Give that entire body one more scan from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And just allow yourself to release any tension. Give yourself permission to release any pressure, tension, strains. Because in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you can remain as calm and relaxed, but be wide awake, feeling refreshed. So when you're ready, let's begin with 1, 2, 3, 4, eyelids beginning to flutter, and 5, open your eyes, wide awake, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, mind and body feeling amazing.